All right. That's why the film room is so important, because that's how you evolve. You take the information from the day of what you did, make the necessary adjustments, and then utilize that information to go out there and do the adjustments that you've done. Guess what? Only to go back and do it again every single day. That's why I tell you guys, if you have a smart TV, that's why it's important, or some, not really important, but that's why I always tell you guys to go ahead and get a, go look up fireplace, turn on some classical music, look into the fire, and just go over your day. Go over your day of what you did right versus what you did wrong. Set a bar that is hard to reach and fucking do that shit the next day. Like that first caller, the one that didn't listen to me. If he would have just listened to me, he would have set the bar. But remember, fear of success and fear of the unknown can really damage a guy. You know, it can stop you. You know what I mean? So I hope I answered that. But let's go back to Mr. Peterson, shall we? Let's go. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Let me see. Here. Okay. Let me get this shit. Let's get this shit. See what he said? See? He just said something very strong and something powerful. This is why information is not helpful to you guys. This is why it's not helpful. And I'm about to open y'all fucking eyes up on some shit. The reason why it's not helpful to you is because you rather believe the truth than believe the fucking lie. Follow me. If anybody tells you to change your name, be a plate, a pill, a saucer, anybody tells you to do anything that deals with running away from who you are, then you're living the same lie as the person you're following. Because you don't see what they will never tell you. And y'all have to see it. That's why I tell you, don't believe me. See it for yourself. Your truth has to be set into your truth and not somebody else's truth. See, so many modern males will look at another guy's life as truth. Women are bad as truth. Single mothers are terrible as truth. Women are whores and sluts as truth. But it's his truth. See, somebody that teaches you actual, oh my God, I'm gonna touch it. Someone that actually teaches you game says, don't listen to my truth. Be your own truth and see the world through your new set of eyes. Don't just judge women off of somebody else's fucking thought process. Judge a woman off of how you judge yourself. And people don't do that. T-Skills holding one. Thank you, brother. People don't do that. Do y'all see what I'm saying? People judge off of another man's thought. I don't want you to judge off my thought. I'm trying to get you to create a thought for yourselves. So then you set the bar on how you judge. But this is how deep it goes. Let me check the phone lines. Lines are open, but let me just say this real quick. See, gentlemen, when you learn you, the way hopefully y'all can follow what I'm showing you to learn yourselves, what is going to happen is because you are actually going towards you and the depth of your core, you will no longer be in the C and B category. Because you will no longer look at a woman by how she wears her makeup and all that other shit, number one. And you will bypass the self-worth and insecurities because you are finally learning self-worth and being secure who you are. That is then going to force you to an A. That's going to force you to say, this is my core self. This is what I expect you to be. So you got to bring your A game every time you're with me. And if you, listen, if you don't bring your A game, you're gone. If you give me a B, give me beers, give me that. So give me a reason. Give me a reason to dismiss you. Because if you don't bring your A game, I ain't fucking with you. Because I'm bringing my A game, and I don't expect anything less than your best. You see what I'm saying? That's how game works. Right now, because you're seeing the world through a lie, a false perception, and a false reality, that's why you're falling in love with the makeup, because you're living the lies that they are pushing at you. She's sexy, she's beautiful, she's gorgeous, and all this other stuff. You're living that lie. But once you start to go past that point, then you get to the door of your self-worth and your insecurities. And it is at that point in that time, guys, where once you start to become secure in yourself and you start to have self-worth in yourself, not in another man, not in another thought, okay? Well, no, well, it's very easy. And Don, great fucking question. But one problem, I'm going to help you with this. You're new. It's not how we got to this point. It's how you got to the point for yourself. We don't talk about other men, but I got you. The reason we got to this point is because of what y'all seeing right now. We're pulling punches. That's all we're doing. We're pulling. See, now this will not be a knock on your mother, because you can't blame mom for loving you. Hey guys, it doesn't matter how old you are, you will always be your mother's baby. And your mother, you will always have a place to stay. If you want a meal, you can go to mom's. Mom will love you. Mom will fucking iron your clothes, do your laundry. You will always be your mother's baby. So your mother will never stop seeing you as she's got to take care of you. She will always see you as that little bundle of joy, okay? Inner love is where she's fucking you over, and she doesn't mean it. Her love for you keeps the umbilical cord attached to you, where she protects you from the outside world. When you were scared of the dark, she gave you a nightlight. She would always make sure that everything that goes on in your life is a simple protection, a simple, she just wants the world to be perfect for you. She protects you from the bad guys. She protects you from that outside door. Now, if your mother's like Canaan's mother on Power, I'm not saying not all women, but most mothers protect their children. That's her job. She nurtures you. But in that nurturing, she's fucking you up and destroying you from the inside. Because see, even back, gentlemen, and even go back to primitive times, there was always what we call a cut. And in villages, what an elder would do is go to the mom whose little kid is all up on mommy shit. And that elder will give that woman a signal. It's time. So she understands. She understands that that night there might be drums or something, but those motherfucking men are going to go through that goddamn door and snatch that fucking boy. And the mom's going to play the role. Oh, my poor baby. And the baby cry, bah, bah, bah. Because they're cutting the umbilical cord, because at that point, he is no longer to relate to mom. I mean, even if y'all guys saw 300, they showed you that shit. They take the boy from the fucking mom. They take that boy away. You ain't, from this point on, you are no longer to relate to mommy. You're going to be in the company of men where you got to change the way you see the thing. Just like with lies, same thing. Hey, you don't think them fucking lions separate from the pack? They don't hang out with the fucking females and shit. They separate. Learn growing. They got to get the fuck out. They got to get going and create their own shit. So what happens is, unfortunately, the young men today, y'all are being bombarded with umbilical cords. You can't be a bully. You can't be a man. You can't celebrate your wins. Everybody can't hurt feelings, and everybody gets a trophy, and everybody wins, and all these things that happen, Joe, and it's okay, because as you are getting older, you're still attached to mommy. But here lies a bigger problem, because what you guys do and have done, and this is no knock on you, this is no knock to you guys. I just want y'all to see this. What y'all do is, when you take that cord away from mommy, because then you want to relate to a guy that you think is like mommy. This is why that red pill and all that hypergamy and all that shit is so inviting, because it comes with coddles. It comes with, it's not your fault, it's the woman's fault. So all the blame is taken off of you. So then you take that umbilical cord and put it into another man, where that man takes your umbilical cord, he takes your name, he takes your bloodline, he takes your fucking legacy, and you don't even see it. You don't even see it. As I say, guys, I'm the only one on YouTube that tells you this. Not this way, but I'm sure people tell you certain ways, but I tell you that we came to the Americas. Some of us came above the boat, and some of us came below the boat. But the one thing that all those motherfuckers had in common was the family name. The name was everything. Name was everything. Hey, it didn't matter what the fuck you was, what the fuck you did. Your name was weight. It was all, your name was everything. And you didn't want to tarnish your name. Get that, come on, goddammit, Miami. Not only did you not want to tarnish the name, you also wanted to represent that name. And you wanted someone who was with you, who loved that name, that would carry your name, to give you a son to be able to take that name and carry your name on in your death, which led you to you. This going through it real fast. But what they have done now is they have told you, fuck your name. Because there's a big bad wolf or a boogeyman under your bed that's going to take you for all you've got. And, oh, my God, get a vasectomy and don't do this. They systematically want to kill your bloodline. I mean, you don't understand your blood. Y'all don't know. My God. Oh, my. Woo! How can y'all not understand legacy? Jesus Christ. To sit here and let somebody on YouTube tell you not to push your name. Y'all know I'm arrogant. Y'all can see my arrogance. I was built to carry my fucking name. I know what the fuck I am. I ain't no pill, no plate, no pickup artist, and all that bitch ass shit. I'm a fucking man. My name will be carried. I will die one day, but I will never die in my motherfucking kids, because they will push me on like the rest of our ancestry that is woven inside of them. But y'all don't see that shit. Y'all not supposed to see it, because you're supposed to see everything as the woman's bad, because that's you're trusting. See, that's what goes back to the trust. Let me check the phone lines as I continue this. You're blindly trusting another man to tell you what to do with your legacy. I will never tell you to get married, and I will never tell you not to get married. But what I will tell you to do is, when you're ready to push your family name, that's when you look for someone to marry. But right now, you shouldn't be in a relationship. You should be out there fucking women. Just going fucking them, having rosters, and enjoying your life. You should never, ever settle down. But I'm just saying for you guys out there, y'all just, you just don't understand it. It just does not register for you guys right now. Because a lot of you guys feel that the woman fill in the blank. And this is why don't get married and don't have kids because the government. How does that work? It doesn't work for a man. Listen, even in the 70s, Papa was a Rolling Stone. Why do you think they had that song? Because if dad wasn't putting up with mom, dad moved the fuck on. But it still didn't mean that he couldn't be a dad to his kids. Because some women will act out after pregnancies. Yes, that happens. But your name still carries on. And you've got to still be king even if you're not in that castle. But when you're in your own castle, you must be king. So, but I don't want to get too much in that. But I just wanted to let y'all know. Please understand this. This is not for me to scare you or anything. I'm just trying to get y'all to think. Because if you don't see, listen, real quick, and I even say this for slaves, if y'all do say, okay, even when slaves realized that they were actually free, a lot of them didn't leave the plantation. And when I'm saying that to you guys, and I'm not trying to compare you to slavery, I'm saying you are actually a slave to your thoughts, and I'm trying to free you from your thoughts. And even though you may become free of your thoughts, you might not want to leave your fucking plantation to create more of you. Because you're so comfortable in your own skin of who you are. But as a man, I don't want to be comfortable in my skin. I want to be uncomfortable. I don't ever want to be comfortable because I love being uncomfortable because it feels so fucking good. You ever, oh guys, it's weird. And I don't lift weights, but I talk to guys who lift the weights. There's this thing, I guess, called the burn. It's a thing, like, all right, like for me, I love tattoos. Y'all can see I love tattoos. Oh my God, there's spots on your body when they put that needle to your ass, oh my God, it hurts so fucking good. Oh my God, it hurts so good. So for anybody that works out, they might understand, it's about that burn. It's about that. Like, I was watching Skip Bayless talk about this. If y'all watch First Take, I love Skip because Skip is an asshole. But Skip talks about how he loves the burn, how he loves the oh my God, this hurts so fucking much that yes. Because even when I ride my bike, you know, I do my like 5-mile fucking bike ride and I'm fucking exhausted, but I love how I feel after I work so hard. So it's kind of like that, man. It's kind of like that. But let me get to this question right here. In the movie 300, Hunchback didn't understand he couldn't be a Spartan. His limits were physical and mental. He didn't understand Spartan. Yeah. See, what he didn't understand was Spartan or Sparta or being a Spartan was not you carrying a sword and having a shield and going, ah, ooh. It was realizing that what you were to yourself. And he didn't see what he was to himself. So what he did was he stabbed the motherfucker in the back because he felt that's what he had to do because he was in his fucking feelings and shit. Oh, let's see what we got here. Let's keep going. Let me see. I'm answering your questions, but I'll get back to Jordan. I'm sorry. I don't know what it's called, brother. Yeah, but I'm just saying, I don't know what it's called, but yeah, it's the pump. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. If you know what I mean. I'm not a weight lifter. So, but I like I say, through my, like tattoos and shit, but, you know, there's just something about it, okay? So, yeah, even football, when I was playing football, well, I love the hits. We used to lay on the ground, get up and tackle and knock motherfuckers out and shit. Let me continue with Jordan. Let me check the lines. Lines are, oh, wait, let me get the 854 real quick. 854, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say that I agree with what you said probably like 5 to 7 minutes ago about...
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
People or men wanting to enjoy their lives. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that because I'm in the Air Force and I see a lot of people, you know, having sex and getting married 2 weeks after they done met each other and divorcing 2 months later, and it's insane.
Yes.
Like,
Yes.
I can't even, I don't even know where to like start or begin to
explain. I can explain it to you easily because they don't have, see, when you're actually king and you are actually 100% control of yourself, that's why I was like talking from the I am. I am 100, over 100% in control of myself. So I know what it takes to have my attention, what the woman has to bring to the table. I know what she has to bring to the table to be worth my time. I know what she has to bring to the table to be worth my respect. See, hey, listen, and I haven't even talked about relationships yet. I'm just talking about these little things. I know these things, and I know what she has to do to be worth the dick. Then, ready? And then after that point, I know what she has to do for her to even date me. I know what she has to bring to the table to be in a relationship with me. I know what she has to bring to the table to move in with me, be engaged by me, be my wife, or have my kids. You see what I'm saying? I already know.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't want you guys to value you as much as you should value your seed. Because what you got floating in your nuts is your fucking future. That should be one of the most important things. And you just don't give that away. You just don't give it to a woman like that away, man. But I'm listening to you. What you got, brother?
Yes, sir. So, I don't know. I was just going to touch on just seeing it, a lot of people divorcing and going through a whole bunch of drama. And I don't want to get married soon.
Let me open your eyes. Do you not want to get married because of what you saw, or do you not want to get married because you just don't want to get married? Which one? And there's no, I'm not judging. I'm just curious.
It's a little bit of both.
Okay, let's stop right there. All right, let's stop right there. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, let me ask you. It's not gonna be. I'm not trying to be make you feel stupid. I'm just gonna ask you a dumbass question. There's a snake. There's a snake in Brazil that just ate a mouse.
Okay.
You care about that? Do you care about that?
No, because I'm in Alaska.
Okay, right. Okay, so there's a man in Brazil that got divorced. Do you give a fuck about that?
No, sir.
But apparently you do because somebody has... Oh, you see that? Yeah, right? You see what I'm saying? I want you to see it. I'm not trying to force it on you. I'm trying to get you to see. See, remember I asked you, you said it's a little bit of both, so we need to clear up that other side so you can see that you are not somebody else's life. It's never been that way. Because a guy had, whoever convinced you, will you answer that question? I want you to listen to this. In order for you to systematically be that person, that means from his conception up to the moment that you saw him, you had to do everything that he did to actually follow him to the letter. But what you did was you took a stranger and let his ideology imprint on you. He told you about the big bad wolf, right? You remember like the three, have you ever seen me do the analogy of the three pigs?
I don't think so.
You know the story of the three pigs. So the analogy of the three pigs is what? Beware of what? The big bad wolf, right?
Right.
So in order for the three pigs to quote unquote protect themselves, ready, from the big bad wolf, one made a house out of hay, one made a house of sticks, and one made a house of bricks, right? And when the big bad wolf came along, he blew down the first house. The pig ran away, went to the second house. Blew down the second house, and the two pigs ran away and went to the third house. The wolf huffed and puffed and couldn't get in the house. But what they don't tell you about them motherfucking stories, I forgot they got some really fucking, there's a book, I forgot the name of the book, where they tell you some horrible things about these fairy tale stories. Do you not understand? The house didn't protect the pigs. It really fucked them up and imprisoned them. Because eventually the pigs got to eat and drink water, right? So the wolf can just wait and smoke these motherfuckers out, because eventually what? They got to come out. They can't just stay there. But see, the good old fairy tale wants you to think that, oh, the wolf huffed and puffed and he couldn't blow it down. You're right, he did have it, because they created their own tomb. See, the stories teach you how to create your own tomb. But the one thing I teach you is about it's going to get deep. But one thing I teach you is about the fourth pig. See, no one tells you about the fourth pig. No one tells you about the fourth pig. Did you know about there's a fourth pig?
No, sir. I did not know.
Okay. Let me tell you about that fourth motherfucker. The fourth pig, he didn't make his house out of fucking sticks. He didn't make his house out of hay. He didn't make his house out of bricks. You know what he made his house out of? What do you think he made his house out of?
I'll
tell you. Ready? He made his house out of wolf heads.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
he made his house out of wolf heads because he wanted to, he was making a fucking statement. Come in if you want. look. You want to fuck with me? Come on in, because I'm not going to run. You want to play, we're going to play, but it's not going to end up the way you want to make it. And see, that's what society doesn't tell you. Society doesn't teach you how to win. It teaches you how to hide and run and tomb yourself versus sending a fucking message that I'm not that motherfucker. So when the wolf rolls up on the house made of wolf heads, do you think that motherfucker went over there?
I don't know. It's a psychological thing. He didn't go over there.
Right, exactly, because he's seeing what will happen if he fucked with what? The wrong goddamn pig. But see, they don't teach you that shit on YouTube. So what you were learning from that other YouTuber was how to imprison your thoughts. You were imprisoning your thoughts off of another man's life. So what you did was you took his life and guess what you did? Made it your life. But let me ask you a question.
Yes.
When that guy listen to, when that guy eats, do you shit for him?
Not at all.
Exactly. But then why are you listening to that stupid ass information?
Well, it's not me listening to a YouTuber. It's just some of the things I've seen, like being
Okay, hold on. I like what you said. Thank you. Great. Good answer.
Mm-hmm.
So what? You see a lot of things. But what business is it of yours? What business is it of yours, what you see, if it has nothing to do with you?
I see what you mean. It's not my business other than
seeing it
from the outside.
Yeah, but see, but wait, no. You're seeing it from their outside. You're not seeing it from the inside because you don't know what happened. You don't know whatever they made. See, all right, you have a piece of paper with you. You have a piece of paper with you. I'm gonna show you something. You got a piece of paper?
Yeah, I got a whole goddamn book.
All right, get a piece of paper. I'm gonna show you something very deep.
Okay.
And I'm going to show you with three. I want you to write A, B, C. That's it. I'm simplified. Write A, B, C.
Okay. Yep.
This is your thinking. If A does it to B, then A is going to do it to C. That's your thinking right now. Because you're looking from an I do and not an I am. Okay, let me give you an example. I'm gonna blow your mind. Ready for this one? Let's say you're in a bar.
I'm listening, sir.
All right. I don't have to call me, sir. It's cool. Let's say you're in a bar, right? Let's say you're in a bar and you see this beautiful ass woman that you might consider beautiful, because y'all still look at women as beautiful. So that's why I'm saying it. You see a woman that you find very beautiful and attractive. And you see a guy walking up to her, talking to her, and then she throws a drink in his face. Would you go talk to that woman?
Being that I thought about it, probably not. But
I'm gonna tell you why you wouldn't. Because you're saying, "Oh my God, if she threw the water in his face, shit, I'm not going over there and getting embarrassed where she throws the water in my face. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But here's the thing that should open your fucking eyes up. See, you wasn't there to see that motherfucker say, hey, baby, why don't you come over to my house tonight and suck my dick? You wasn't there to see him say something so disrespectful, so rude, and so crass that she threw water on him. You just saw the behavior. You didn't see everything. So you formed an opinion of what you saw, and then you took that as your truth, not the truth, which goes back to the statement that he made. So you took another man's truth and made it your truth. There's your problem. That guy is not your – anything that happens to another man, how is that your truth? Tell me.
It isn't. It is not, sir.
Right, but you make it your truth. That's the problem. You're not me, and I'm not you. Now, let me show you something even deeper. Go to another page real quick. Real quick, go to another page. Go to another page. I'm about to show you something else.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to show you this. All right, go to another page. I'm going to show you something else. I'm going to show you how cold game is. Yeah, me.
Right.
Show you something else. You ready? What I want you to
I want you to,
in the middle of the paper, I want you to draw 12 o'clock at 12 o'clock. I want you to draw 3 o'clock. I want you to draw 6 o'clock at 9 o'clock, okay? Yeah, just do it over the piece of paper, okay? All right? I want you to draw, again, okay. I want you to draw 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. Kind of like in a circle, you know, like a clock, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Cool.
Now let me show you, okay. And what I want you to do is I want you to put a circle on the 12 and the 3.
Okay.
Then I want you to put a square on the 6 and the 9. All right. Let me show you something. All right. I'm going to say you and I'm going to use us both, okay? So Let's say between 12 and 3, we have the circles, okay? That's between 12 and 3. Let's say between 12 and 3, I went up to a woman and I put my vid in. And that fucking woman turned me the fuck down. Shot me down. But between 6 and 9, you put your vid in that woman and she gave you play. Why do you think she gave you play and didn't give me play?
I got it. Because she wasn't feeling you at the moment, I would assume.
No, and it's none of your fucking business why. No. It's none of your business why. It doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter.
It was her mood.
Right, because I don't, listen, you wasn't there between 12 and 3. So whatever she did okay, let's say she shot me down from 12 and 3. Do you know what these motherfuckers do? That means because I'm bitter at the bitch, I'm going to go on YouTube and, hey, everybody, let me tell you how fucked up these women are. They're just so fucking mean and they're so rude and, God damn it, it's so fucked up. Don't mess with these women. These women are terrible. They do what they want to do and all that other shit, right? They run on their soapbox and they start telling you. So if you listen to me before 6 o'clock, you would never have spoken to the woman between 6 and 9 because you would have a false sense of reality based on another man. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shit. Okay.
Yeah. So now you see, because you're getting a skewed perception of reality. So if you saw that woman after you heard my YouTube, even if she liked you, you wouldn't talk to her. You want to know why? Because some YouTuber told you not to do it because of this boogeyman of fear that's going to happen. But let me show you something else. You ready? There's another door behind that door. You want to see that door?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's say she turned me down between 12 and 3, and she turned you down between 6 and 9. Why do you think that is? Why do you think she would turn? She turned me down, but she turned you down between 6 and 9. Why do you think that is?
Because she has the choice, and
it
or she wasn't.
It doesn't matter playing. Why she turned you down.
Okay.
Her turning you down is she's allowed to turn you down. She's allowed to say no. She's allowed to say I'm not interested. That's her God-given right, right?
Right.
But what you're doing is you're determining who you are based off of what she does to you or what the YouTuber tells you. That's an I do. All I can do is put my bid in. That's all I can do. I can't do anything else but put my bid in. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But whatever happens afterwards, is it my business?
Not at all.
If she says yes, is it my business?
That's...
Is it my business?
If she says
yes.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if she says yes, no, or in between. It's none of my fucking business because what she chooses to do is none of my fucking business. It doesn't matter what the fuck she does because I don't have control over what she does. You see what I'm saying? See, even if she says yes, you think it's your business. No, it's none of my business. Because she's, listen, all I can do is offer me. Have you ever been, I'm going to show you, you ready for the third door? You want to go through a third door? You ready?
Yes. Yes, I'm ready.
You ready to go through, you ready to go through a third door? Because nobody's doing this shit on YouTube. Right. You ready to go through a third door?
Yeah, I already done split.
You don't even need paper for this door. I'm going to simplify.
Okay. Cool.
Let me ask you a question. Cool. Have you ever been to the mall where they have people outside the restaurant giving you samples of shit? Have you ever done that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think when the woman or the person that walks by you and says, hello, sir, would you like to try this? And you walk past them, you think you hurt their fucking feelings?
No, they're obligated to do that.
Right. The only thing they can do, righty, is say, would you like a sample? That's it. I'm not complicating this.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how deep. Think about the depth in what I'm saying. It's real simple, but complicated. I mean, deep. Their only job is to offer you a fucking sample on a toothpick. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you take it or not is none of their fucking business. Because if you take it, they're going to give somebody else a sample. They're going to move on from you. Even if you don't take the sample, they're going to move on from you and go to the next person. Do you want to go down another door? You want to go through a fourth door? You want to go through a fourth one?
I'm following. Yes,
all right.
Sir.
Ready? Ready for this. Now, for me, it's bourbon chicken. Goddamn, I think they laced that shit with crack or something. I'm just so burnt.
Yeah, that's some good stuff.
Dog. Okay, so you understand what I'm talking about. Well, all right. Well, watch this. Okay, watch this. When they give you bourbon chicken, you have it the first time. This is the rule of the game that they know that you guys don't know that I keep trying to tell you. See, I'm a sucker for bourbon chicken like you are, so you understand. Hey, you get the bourbon chicken, the bourbon chicken, the rice, the noodles, and then you tell them to take some of that fucking sauce and just smear. You know what I'm talking about, right?
That's some good food.
All right, let me give you, okay, fourth door. You see, the restaurants know this. If you take the sample of the bourbon chicken and you like it, then you are going to wait in line and not only buy it then, but when you know you're going to the mall, what do you fucking think is either your first or second thought? You know, I need to get those likers, but you know what? I'm going to get some of that bourbon chicken. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh, I'm going to the mall. Shit, I'm going to get some of that bourbon chicken, but then I'm going to get my... Do you see how that works? That's how game works. We give them the sample knowing that if you bring your ass back, you're going to keep coming back because you like what you're tasting. You see what I'm saying? That's the fourth door, dog. Remember, there's always doors behind doors of gain, my brother.
That's a really good.
I know, but hey, brother. Let's check this out. So let's take that fourth door, and let's zoom it all the way back to you, feeling that you feel that you shouldn't get married because of somebody else. What you talking about, Steve? Why would I do that? Why would I follow another man? Because I'm not that man. Women cannot be, if women are bad, they're bad to you. A woman can't be bad to a man because, you ready for this? You ready for the fifth door? Fifth door.
Yes.
A woman can't be mad to a man. A woman can't be bad to a man because a man is never bad to himself. Come on. Think about what I'm saying. A woman can never be bad, mean, rude, or disrespectful to a man because a man is never mean, rude, and disrespectful to himself. Because a man has self-worth. So if a man has self-worth, how can a woman be anything but respectful to him?
Yeah.
So that's if right. that's the case, so here lies the sixth door. Let's go to the sixth door. So if that's the case, then what are these fucking YouTubers talking about? I'm saying, if that's the case and you finally can see it through your eyes, then this begs the question, what the fuck are these guys talking about?
They don't know.
But they want you to know through their eyes. I don't want you to learn things through my eyes. I want you to see it for yourself through your fucking eyes. Because I'm never going to tell you that women are bad or good. Because I don't know who the fuck you are on the inside. If you got a tight pussy, she's going to walk all over you. If you're a man, she's going to respect you. That's it. Period. Period. Period.
Period. No in between.
No, hey, listen, you either are or you're not, my brother, okay? But I got to keep going on with the show. Right. I got 909. I got you. But do you see what I'm saying? Look, I took you through six doors. Save this moment. You go back and play this. I took you through six doors.
I like that fourth door, though.
Hey, the fourth door is the fourth door. But goddamn it, next time I go to the mall, you know I'm getting that bourbon chicken. And those you know what else do I get? It's not just the bourbon chicken. It's those fucking Andes. Fucking pretzels that have that cinnamon. God damn it, Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying, man? That's what's up. But it ain't a woman, though. Hey, it's food. It ain't no fucking...
That's right. As soon as I get to South Dakota, sir, I'm going to hit that website. Because I already got my Charlie Brown puzzle pieces in my car.
Good.
I'm just in the process of moving. So,
all right, congratulations. All right, let me grab this other call before I get Dale some more, okay? But respect to you, brother, okay?
All right, yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, respect. All right, error code 909. Sorry for the wait. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Steve, first I want to say thank you for Master the Bedroom, the Kissing 101. What else? I think that's all I have so far, but... Just using those alone, the women's reaction after is like, wow, I wasn't expecting that. Like, this is all.
Wait, call it. Let me ask you, call it. Let's keep it a book. I know when I tell you guys you can't fucking all that stuff. I'm serious. You probably like said, what the fuck does that motherfucker know about kissing and fucking and shit like that? He doesn't know me. So how the fuck can he tell me I don't know what I'm doing? You thought about that.
Right.
Now, come on, that had to cross your mind, right? Right?
Yes, sir.
So
yes, sir.
What was your first thought when I showed you how to kiss properly? What was your first thought that you had? What came – now, not to her mind, to your mind first.
Well, honestly, the extra trick, I'm not going to talk about
it. Well, don't talk about what we do, but I'm just saying, what was your thought? Yeah. Don't talk about but what was your thoughts?
Honestly, I tried the same stuff. I think you actually mentioned it on YouTube, but I did the ear circle, the ear clock. I was doing that. I always do that. I always do that now. And just that, and then everything else, the up, the down, like everything that you mentioned, it all works out perfectly. And I pull back and I look at their face and they just look like they enjoyed it so much. Like it's just bliss.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Tell us about how did it go? Tell us about the experience with the woman using Master the Bedroom Kissing 101. Tell us about the experience. So you did it. Tell me about when you did it to her. Tell me the after you did it to her. What was she like? What happened?
So yeah, I rode with her. We saw, like, she took me to a movie, and then we went back to her place because her kids were crying or whatever. She got a call, so she took me back to her place, and then she handled that. And then we're in the living room. And we start kissing. I sent you a couple texts over email. I did want to also share that with you just to get your opinion on what, was said. But
Did you send it to me now?
Yes, I sent both, like, two different conversations. One's over Instagram, one's over text. It's all with different women.
All right, okay. All right, I got you. All right, so.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, keep talking, because I'll throw it. I'll help you with some of this shit. Go ahead, I'm listening. So what happened?
Yeah, so I started the kissing. I moved back over onto the couch, got her on top of my lap, and then from there, just moving my way down, kissing-wise. And then, I started using the master of the bedroom skill, and she was surprised. We was not on the bed. I know that's the one spot to avoid. I definitely want to avoid the bed. From now on, I'm avoiding the bed. So we just on the couch. We in the living room. Her kids are in the bedroom asleep, or we think asleep. But, so I'm just doing everything.
Well, hold on.
I
know you are. We're going to show you some of your receipts right here. But let me ask you a question. Are you going to do sex-o-ween? Are you going to do sex-o-ween at your place with her?
With these women, I feel like it's too soon.
Well, it might not be. No, remember, it's late October. Think about more or less late October if you're going to do it.
Okay.
But hold on, let me grab. Give me a second. Let me grab your messages. Let me grab
the one on all Instagram.
I got you. Hold on. Wait, not the Instagram. I'm gonna show everything. Let me just grab one.
Okay.
So they can see the receipts, because people don't understand how bad of a motherfucker I am. they don't get why we are the way we are, man. So I don't know if this is in order, but let's look at what she's saying right here. She's saying right here. Oh, wait, let's go to the first one. Let's see here. Okay, dang, go big or go home, huh? That was a great choice, but I'm sure you do great in it. Then she said, no, only we just met. Don't make me feel like you only have one mission with me. Not at all, just seeing that you're where your head is, but it's all but from what you showed. There's no need for me to have a word in that way, but I don't mean it in a bad way. I like that. I really like the way you think. I can honestly say that I'm very attracted to you. The way you talked to me, I guess you meant. And you're very handsome, and I guess I really don't blame you for even mentioning it. But just for a while, having to deal with this, okay, she's saying that out of the bunch. I apologize for the awkwardness in advance. She's saying, let's see what this one is. Go home. Okay, let me see. Okay, here's one she's saying right here. Not about seeing you what your head is and all this other stuff, what you showed me. There's no need for me to have a word of what I say. She said, I love the way you think. Then this one is right here, the way you think. Then she can say, honestly, I'm very attracted to you. Okay. So those are the three. I'm going to get to the other three, because I'm just going to grab those and post those. So no, y'all guys don't think we just, because a lot of guys will be like, Steve, that's not real. That doesn't happen. You know, you're lying, Steve, and that doesn't happen. Doesn't happen to me, so it doesn't happen to anybody else. This doesn't happen to me. Oh, hold on. Let's see. Let me grab this one. So you got four receipts on this one.
These messages, I'll tell you, Steve, these messages were before having sex with these women, because I just had the woman over Instagram, I just had sex with her today, and then the woman I was texting, that was on Tuesday. So
yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, it's just like chit-chat. Yeah, you see like she's chit-chat. She's like, I understand, I'm glad to have told you. She said, well, I'm sorry for changing my mind. Again, she's talking about changing her mind. So what do you want to say to her? Is there something that you want to say to this woman? Because she's just talking, guys. It's nothing blissful. But you fucked her. Did she say anything? I do like this. I do like this. I do like this, and I want to show him this. I do like this, and I want to see how you made this move. This is a great move. Because it's such a great move, I want to show the guys this. This is very important in her kissing your ass. I want y'all
to
see
homage
that.
To you.
Well, you'll have to pay homage to me.
Look at
the top. No, it's all love, man. It's good. But no, I'm just saying. She's saying that's what I'm working right now. And she's saying, what do you have in mind or whatever? And then I love how you said you can make it up to me. That's what I love. I love that the most. I love that the most because listen to what she's saying. You see what I'm saying? That right there is worth his weight in gold, regardless of what happened. But that's how game works. That's fucking awesome. But here's the beautiful thing about the kiss that most guys don't know. You can still make her play with her pussy by breaking down the kiss through text message or voice message. It doesn't even have to be the kiss itself. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So,
With the Instagram conversation, it started with her ending things between us. She ended. She ended things between us, and then I told her, okay, you can go. You know,
wait. Let me find that. Hold on. Let me find that shit. Yeah. I was skimming through. Hold on. Wait. Guys, hold on. Let me show you this shit.
Because
it sounds like a Tyler. Stay right there. Yeah, it sounds like a Tyler when the woman say it's over and shit. I don't want to see anymore. Then they crawl their fucking ass back. Hold on. Let me find that one. Let me see. Let me find the first
one. I wasn't going to let Tyler beat everyone.
Yeah, I know that. Tyler, don't be fucking typing that. I love that shit. I love it. I love the competition. Hold on, let me see here. Wait. There's something about trying to be friends. Is that the beginning one? Where does it start with? Which one does it start with?
Let me see. Because
I got to be friends.
Yeah, I did tell
her. I'm sorry, but I think we should be friends. Right, that one. Okay. So let me grab that one and then grab the one behind that because... she brings her ass back. Okay, so let me show y'all guys this. I want y'all guys to see it, and I'll read it from what I have. But I want to show y'all guys. Guys, I keep showing y'all, man. Steve,
real quick, if you find the one that says, where are you? And then from me, I tell her, tell me before you head out. I want to talk to you again on the bus. If you find that one, that's where it starts.
Okay, where are you? Is this the one? Let me see. Where are you? Yeah, I got it. Where are you? But I'm gonna blow it. Okay, so I got it. Where are you? Let me look because of my eyes. All right, so let me blow it. Where are you? So she's saying, wait, wrong one. She said, where are you guys? Let's blow it up. So she said, where are you? And you said, tell me before I head out. I want to talk to you again on the bus. She said, okay, but I get out at 6:15. So take the 7:05 bus. When do you plan on leaving? That's fine. I'm getting caught up with math homework right now. She says, hey, wait, I didn't even ask what bus you're going in. I'm taking a different one today completely. I forgot. And you're like, either the 50 or 55, we say. She says, hey, sorry, but I don't think I can meet you. I'm leaving with someone else trying to make you jealous. Hey, I'm sorry, but I don't think, I think we should try and be friends, guys, okay? So let's get to the second one.
She said, yeah, I don't think we should try and be friends.
Oh, I don't. Okay, so I don't think we should try and be friends. You said, yeah, I don't want to be friends, but shame on me for thinking that we could go back and to how we were and not have to end up, to end shit over sex. It's not that important. I don't have to only get sex from you. She says, hey, I just want to say that the whole sexual thing wasn't a problem. It's just my friends weren't rocking with you, and I let them get the better of me. And I realized that that was very immature of me, but I just want to be upfront with you and say there's no ill will or anything like that on my part. You said, thank you for being honest. It takes a strong woman to admit her shortcomings. Whether people hate me or love me, it feels good to be talked about. They just felt that you were moving too fast and that you didn't like them. It was more of, more of an issue or a him type thing. I guess So this is beautiful, dude. This is good.
This
is what we talk about, dog. So that's what we do.
The full message is in another screenshot.
Let's see. Which one we got? Wait, tell me, Tyler, hold on. I got you next, Tyler, because I know you got some shit. So hold on. Let me get to the one. Tell me which screenshot should I pull up. Which one?
It says they just felt you were moving too fast and
okay,
that you didn't like them.
All right. So, all right. Let's grab that one, and I will show the guys. All right, let me grab that one. Tyler, wait. I know Tyler's got some shit. See, now you're challenging Tyler, so you know he's going to be coming with some thunder and shit. But I like your challenge. I like how my students work. I like that shit. Don't let Tyler win. You fucking win. All right, guys, let's open up this one right here, and I will read it to you as I blow it up. So this one says that you were moving too fast. Okay, she said another person towards you, dedicate something, blah, 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 apologize. She said, I apologize for any way that makes you feel, and also thank you for understanding. It really just seems like they want to get to know you in a more intimate way, but because they saw me doing it, they got upset, and that's why they gave you an ultimatum between. So it was guys? It wasn't females, it was guys?
No, she has a female friend. There's like one short Hispanic dude, and I don't know who else is in her little group. I'm not paying attention to
that. All right. I don't let other people dictate what I should and shouldn't be doing. They can make suggestions, but I learn my own lessons. Beautiful, dog. A+. You know I prefer you to make it up to me instead of apologizing. And she said, yeah, that's what I'm working on right now, boundaries. What do you have in mind, sir?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
And then the next screenshot has that that same bottom message. It starts on that with that at the top.
All right, let me grab that real quick, gentlemen. All right, so what do we have in mind? All right, you can make it up to me. That's what you got. Okay, let me find it. You said you can make it up to me. Let's find that. Let me see here. You can make it up by taking me out for ice cream. Oh, there it is. I got it. I got to pull it up. You can make. All right, guys, I'm going to write. All right, guys, remember, all he's doing is talking to her. He's not talking at her. He's controlling the narrative, educating, elevating, and running motherfucking game. So here we go. So he said, okay, so let me read it to you guys. Hopefully y'all can see that. He says, and I quote, he says, you can make it up by taking me out for ice cream. Then giving me an extra hug and a kiss. She said, hum, I don't know about another kiss. I'm still getting to know you after all. But if you're willing to bear with me, I love to. Smiley face, smiley face, smiley face. And then you top that off by saying, I understand relationships are new to you. But I'm going to give you a lesson when it comes to me. Holy shit. Since we already kissed, I'll be doing myself a disservice by moving backwards by not kissing you, especially since I remember the smile and the look you had after we started kissing.
Yes,
hey, you piqued my interest, but hey, But if my way of you making it up to me won't work for you, then that's fine. If you change your...
If you change your mind,
guys, I'll leave a candle in the window. Let's get to what you know.
Hold on.
Let's get to the next. Guys, this is live and scripted. Guys, I'm sure this is his shit. This is not me. This is all him. But this is how winners win. So he just told her what was. He told her what the fuck the deal was. He ain't going backwards. And this is what she says, gentlemen. Tyler right now is getting his knives together. She says, I understand. Well, if anything, I'm glad to have met you. LOL. Have a nice night with the halo. And then you sent her a voice message when you got a heart. I don't know what you sent her, but you got a voice message. She says, I got some YKs, you know, right?
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Okay, UK, what does that mean? What is UK? You know? Does that mean that?
Yeah, you know what.
Okay, you know what, I'm sorry for changing my mind again, but yeah. If you're still willing, then let's go on that ice cream day.
Yes, sir.
Yes, because let me tell them real quick, guys, y'all listening. The ice cream date was not the ice cream. It was the kiss, because that was the standard. He ain't going on no ice cream date just going to date. He's going for the date and the kiss, fellas. Do y'all see the game right here? Do y'all see the game right there, gentlemen? And Tyler's got some guys. Y'all hang on, because Tyler's about to drop some more bombs. But caller. Have you gone to ice cream yet?
No, I was going to do that Saturday. But
all right,
no,
when you go, listen to me. I'm going to say what I'm going to say, and I want you to lock this in at the 30, 35-minute mark. So go back and watch this.
Okay.
When you go on the ice cream date, when you see her twirl around, bring her in, give her a hug. When you give her a hug, you take your right hand, put it around her waist, bring her to you. With the left from her face here to her, I think it's her right ear, you go to the other side and you tell her, damn, you smell and look sexy. Give her a soft kiss on the cheek and say, damn, you even probably taste better than the ice cream we're about to get. Then you pull back with the left hand, grab her hand and walk her to the cashier. And when you get to the cashier, like, hi, my name is Roger. Can I help you with ice cream? You're going to say, hey, Roger, let me introduce myself to you, man. My name is, and this is her name. And before I get the ice cream, dude, let me tell you this bullshit she put me through, dog. Look, she know I'm trying to get at her and everything, but can you believe she let her friends deter her from me? Even after I kissed her? Now, wait, check this out. Look at her. Grab her and twirl her around. Tell me, dog, wouldn't you bite her neck and take her up the tree? So, look, she's here making it up to me so I can order whatever I want on the menu. Because guess what, big dog? She's taking me out. But, brother, okay, look, even though she's paying for the ice cream, I still got to be the dessert. So, listen. When I come up out here and ask for one of those little tiny ass spoons, that's when I'm going in for the kiss. Oh. Because at that point, I'm going to find out if the ice cream tastes better on the spoon than it does her lips. Okay, so let me see what I want to order here. Okay, just like that. Okay.
Can I ask you two questions?
Sure.
Okay, so the first one, I heard what you said about, like, let me tell you about what this woman just did to me. But is that, like, how would I understand, yeah, when I meet the
Listen. You're being playful. You're making a joke out of it. All right, I'm going to add this to make it even more funny. While you're telling her what she did to you, you look at the guy and say, look, man, I'm just a regular guy. You know, when I'm happy, I laugh. When I cut, I bleed. I'm no different than any other guy. So can you believe she would do this to a man like me? You see, listen, Be playful. This is not you being serious. This is you joking and having fun with it. All right?
Okay.
You're explaining to that motherfucker why you're here. I'm here because she's got some making up to do. But see, the thing that's going to really fuck her up is when you grab her waist, you bring her to her. You tell her how sexy she smells and how good she looks. And then you pull back and kiss her cheek and then go back in her ear and say, damn, you're going to probably taste better than that motherfucking ice cream you're about to eat. And then you just back off and grab her arm and take her over, okay? Hey, let's call her. Remember, she's never had a motherfucker do this. Just like how you kissed her and everything. Never had it. So now you're moving from the weed of you to the first line of cocaine of you. So you're still giving her drugs, but you're slowly piping that shit into her. Trust me. She's never had a guy grab her fucking in like what you're going to do. She's never had a guy whisper in her ear how sexy she looks and how nice she smells. And she's never had a guy kiss her on the cheek and say, God damn. Say, God damn. You even taste good. I wonder if you're going to taste as good as that ice cream. You see what I'm saying?
Right. But otherwise, I wouldn't introduce and say, like, oh, let me tell you how I met this woman.
No.
Like, with any other woman.
No. Remember, you're doing this as you're walking into the ice cream place. When you get to the cashier, that's when you tell him the story of how y'all met and why you're here. And that's why you're going to have fun and you're going to joke and have a good time.
Now, would you recommend with this ice cream place, I get a cup of ice cream, she gets a cup of ice cream, but then the cup that we have, we give it to the other person. So that
No. That's why you're going to get the fucking spoon.
Okay.
Because all right, follow this video. Because once you get the spoon, you sit down to her. Just let me try a little bit of what you have right now. That's not bad.
Mm.
But let me see how that tastes off your lips. Come here. Then you kiss her. See that? You're telling the guy, I'm trying to see what tastes better. Does it taste better on the spoon or off your lips? And you know what? That ice cream definitely tastes better off your lips.
Okay.
Now, I promise you, she never had a motherfucking talk to her that way. Remember, these surface women have never had smooth motherfuckers. That smooth, central, sexual, romantic, and a pinch of dirty, a little bit of flirty, a little bit of nodding, a little bit of freaky, all in one thing. You're nailing her with a full trifecta. She ain't going to know what the fuck happened. Because just like that first kiss, you see the arrogance you said in the kiss to her? She didn't deny you. She didn't say you were wrong. She didn't say that wasn't true, right? So you still must carry and maintain that same type of attitude. You can't digress. You got to keep pushing forward, okay? Tyler, I got you. All right? So let me throw you in because I know Tyler is going to fucking got something. I know Tyler's got something. So I'll throw you back in, brother, but good shit, okay, man? Just go back to the 3:35 hour of this and soak up what I'm saying and just practice and rehearse that, okay?
Okay. Thank you again, Steve.
All right, then let us know how it goes, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. We'll throw you back in. Let me grab Tyler. Okay, Tyler. I know Tyler's chomping at the bit. All right, Tyler. What's up, T? What's up, Tyler?
Yeah, Coach. I got to put my crayons down because that was some good shit with that last caller, man.
Hey,
sure.
I know, Tyler. You know you're always soaking that shit up. All right, Tyler. Let me go to your Facebook.
What I got to say, though, is you were talking about that kissing 101, man, and, like, what happens after that, like, without getting into any of it, like, once we're kissing, all this stuff is connected, just like you say, man. Like, people don't even get it because, like,
they don't.
Because, like, when kissing one, like, you're on the ice cream date, like you just talked about, and you've gotten to the point where you know that kissing 101 has its results, you're never going to leave your house again without sound checking. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
no,
ever. And then Steve's not even going to have to tell you that because you're going to be out there with the kissing 101, and you know that Now suddenly you're going to have to warn them about coming in your fucking house. It's not going to like you're going to even be worried about saying that. You're going to be like, no, no, no. You're not coming in here unless you're mine. You know what I mean? And it's just like, and
yes.
That's because of the result of the master of the bedroom.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely.
And in the result of the master of the bedroom is not about fucking women. It's more about the fact that the last thing you want to do is get them naked and fuck them. Do you know what I mean? You know what
absolutely.
I'm saying, Coach? It's like
yes,
it's all connected. And then as soon as that's happening, it just it changes how you used to do things, at least. Do you know what I mean? You're definitely not doing it the way you used to. Yeah.
Yes, because everything kind of connects. Yeah. Oh, wait. Well, did you want to show me something? Because did I miss that? Did I click on the second one?
Yeah,
audio,
you just got to wait for them. Those other ones were like 2 minutes. You just got to play those last four. You just
gotta
wait.
I got a 125. I guess I got to play the 125, and then I got a 2 minute one. Those are the last two I got. 855.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those are the last two. All right.
Okay, I'll play those last two right now, Todd. Okay.
All right.
I think we were playing a little. I think we were playing a little bit of it. I'll play the whole 125 and the 2 minute
yeah,
one.
Yeah, we can play to the end of that next to last one because he was getting along on that. So,
okay, so you want to go to the 2 minute one?
I just got to say to these guys, man, like, go to themanmindset.com, the store, and send an email and find a path, man. It's just, it's worth it, you know?
No, but they
don't
understand.
Always going to tell you that. But,
Todd, you can't force them. They just ain't, they don't want it.
I know you're not, but man.
They don't want
it, Todd. I'm just telling you.
Yes.
All right, I'll let it go.
All right, thank you, Todd. All right, let me go ahead and play some of this shit real quick. All right, I'm a priest, Todd. Let me see. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Oh, my God. How long have I been telling y'all about the judgments, man? Stop judging the woman. I'm sorry. I had to say I'm sorry. One of one. Never. One. So that, guys, real quick, I want to show y'all guys, as I said before, one of one. So as I keep telling you guys, and no one teaches you but us, that this is why we don't go after the pussy. What we do is we conquer. We conquer by showing her that we don't judge her. She's safe to be around her. There are emotional benefits to be with us. That begins trust. And then what trust is an emotional evaluation that kills the value. Then she will modify her behavior because, like I said before, I'm the only one, that behaviors and emotions will always override the beliefs. The beliefs are what? Her beliefs or judgment or morals or values and the fact she doesn't trust you. So that's how tight game is, but nobody teaches you what we teach you. And let's get to the second one. See right there, y'all learned that in y'all bid, but I got y'all covered. I always tell you, the thing about a man, you want an elevator or educator, and this is what game's about, and you're seeing it full hand. I keep telling you, no one on YouTube is showing you this kind of, I'm showing y'all, man, this is unscripted, but let's keep going. Well, y'all hear that? Stop right there. Remember what I want y'all to remember this. What did she say? She said never in her life. Why is that important? I'm the only guy that tells you this, and y'all just don't listen to what I say. Why is he the only one? I shall show you right now if I pull it up, the right one. Why is he? Okay, remember what I told you. The average guy keeps them locked on an edge because they judge, they're inexperienced, and they're creepy. Tyler's the only one because he is pushing her beyond her thoughts, taking away, you see what she's saying, taking away her insecurities, being a sexual and emotional roller coaster, bringing her to a sexual unknown, and making her feel sexy. That's what he's doing. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That y'all don't even see, it's such a beautiful thing, and this is no manipulation or deception or anything. This is just what the fuck we are. We embody sex. But let me continue with what she's saying. I keep telling you guys, one of one, you are an anomaly. You are listening to a woman taking the knee, kissing the ring, and submitting the body. But gentlemen, there's something more she's submitting. Her wallet, her time, and her cooking, cleaning, and any kind of skill. And see, gentlemen, hold on, I want to show y'all something. Wait, let's see, we're almost done. Listen. All right. Gentlemen, y'all don't understand. Tyler, okay, I want y'all to see something, okay? That's a woman. That's a woman. I'll show you. It's a woman. It's not a man. It's a woman. That's a woman climbing the mountain. It's a woman climbing the mountain. It's not a fucking man. But I want y'all to, I'll show you. But that's a woman right there. It's not a man. But what I am saying to you guys that you don't understand. Now, I'm about to fuck your head up with this question I'm about to ask you guys. I'm about to fuck your heads up with this question. And I'm going to show you how powerful we are. Now, let me ask you a dumbass question. Now, Tyler, wait, let me take that off, Tyler, my bad. Let me see, where is it at? Now, Tyler doesn't have to do this, but let me ask y'all one dumbass question to show you how unfair this shit is. It's just not even fair what's going on, but let me find it. Gentlemen, here's the $1 million question. Hey, let me find that shit. All right, guys, I want y'all listen. All my dogs listen. Here's the $1 million question. Ready for it? If she's like this right now. Now, again, Tyler can just stop right. Tyler can stop right now and he's forever got her, which is what we call a habit. Remember I told you, we don't go for the likes. We don't want them to like us, love us. They'll like us. They'll fall in love with us. They'll be attracted to us. They'll want us and all this other stuff. But we don't want that shit. We want to be habits and addictions. Gentlemen, if this, what you hear, is a habit, what do you think if Tyler did that to her? What if you think Tyler took her in those four rooms, the one with the motherfucking dungeon in there? What if Tyler sent to that email and said, you know what, baby, I've got a sexual confession to make. Please don't judge me. But every year around this time, he awakens and does everything in his power to keep me up at night. But I, you know what? I thought I'd invite you to my place this time, this date. And if you can make it, then message me a time so you can share this sexual haunted experience, and together featuring four themed attractions in one night. Every room in my apartment is a different sexual experience, and all you need to do is bring an open mind, that sexy smile, and I'll do the rest as I guide you through pleasant screams and lure you into a sexual hypnotic adventure. He looks forward to seeing you. Guys, remember, nobody's doing this. Guys, what do you think will happen then? What do you think would happen then? No, hey, Tyler, if you can, get in the hotel, do it. Guys, think about what she says. Never before on these levels, no guy has. Remember, guys, there are things she knows. There are things she doesn't know. This is what you're hearing right now. Then there's things she don't even know that she doesn't even know, because when you hit it with... It doesn't matter if she says, fuck you, Tyler, I'm getting married, and the pussy will always, it's his right now. But it just depends on how much he wants to conquer. Sometimes, you know, when you conquer that territory, you can keep going on or you can stop. You can stop. But I'm trying to show you game here. But, gentlemen, I'm going to get back to your boy real quick, but I want to say real quick, do you see why we are so fucking arrogant? You see why we make everything about us? You see why we don't care if she says no and all that stuff? You see why it's not our loss? You see, I showed you doors behind doors. You've heard guys talk about kissing. You heard Tom. And listen, and you can have all this shit yourself if you choose to do that, man. It's just your choice. I don't put a gun to your head. Just no one shows you this shit. No one shows you the aftermath of what it means to be a man. Let me grab one more clip of him real quick before we wrap this up. Let me grab one more Peterson clip. See what he says. Stop right there. You see why it's amazing? And I think y'all missing it, but maybe some of y'all will get it. See, if you notice, the world sees the football player as the lens of an I do. They see him playing really good soccer. I don't think he's a football. Maybe it's CFL because it's Canada or some shit. So maybe it's either CFL or fucking soccer. But in the eyes of the average person, they see greatness in somebody doing something very well. But that's not who he is here. So what's blowing the interviewer's mind is he's like, well, wow, this guy's really good at fucking football, but my God, you're opening his eyes up. Do y'all see how that works, gentlemen? Wait, Tyler, can I show? Tyler, you are such an asshole. Guys, Tyler, fuck you. Hold on, wait, let me pause this real quick. And y'all will see why I'm going to say fuck you. See, this is why I love my motherfucking students. I love y'all motherfuckers. I love and respect my students Because just when my students are done, they're not done, and Tyler just gave me a middle finger. Tyler just said, fuck you, Steve. And let me show you why he said, fuck you. Fuck you, Tyler. This is arrogance. This is holding up the trophy. Look at what she says. Okay. He says, where are you? In my bedroom about to take a bath and... Tyler, if you want, buddy, I got one for you. Tyler, all you got to do is say to her real quick, Tyler, send her a quick message and say, look, do you want to play a game? I want to play with you right now. Do you want to play? More than likely, she's going to say, yes, she wants to play. So then, Tyler, what I want you to do is we're going to do the shower 101 with the bath thing. I see you in the bathtub right now, and I can't be with you, but I can be with you in between your mind if you want to play. And this is what I want you to do. I like Tyler, we always say, I want you to take your towel, your loofah that you're washing your beautiful body with, and let that be my lips and my tongue and allow me to experience the same thing the water is experiencing as it's wrapping itself around your sexy body. You can say her ass or pussy or legs. You know, that's the smoothness of how far you want to take it. But take the towel. Let that be my lips and my tongue. And while you wash yourself and relax yourself, imagine my lips and take me where you want me to go and just tell me about the experience. So gentlemen, you see, so Tyler, you can take that and keep rolling, okay? You can take that and keep rolling, okay? All right, so I just want you guys to see that. But that's what we're saying. Tyler gave me a fuck you, but I gave him some more game back. So Tyler, if she's in the shower or, excuse me, taking a bath right now, you can go ahead and utilize the shower game right now by using the loofah, your lips, your tongue, and let her know that, you know, the water is having its way with you right now. I want to have my way with you as well. That's why, guys, I always tell you about the poetry. Learn the poetry. Write poetry, because what you're hearing right now is coming off the dome, because that's how we spit yak. That's flavor in her eyes. That's flavor in her ears. Remember, something the average guy is not giving her. And you can just take it to so many levels. And that's, wait, there's a response? God damn it, Tyler, fuck. Wait, there's a response? Oh, Tyler, damn. Damn, dog. Jesus Christ. Tyler, I'm trying to end this four-hour show, but God damn it, I can't end the show in this suspense. Tyler, this is the last one I'm showing. Stop. Because I want to say to you guys, at around 3 in the morning Eastern Standard Time, we're going to do a live show, and I'm going to break down more of sexual game and stuff like that live for an hour. Rhyme with the Dean show, more on sex. So for you guys, if you join, we're just going to kick it for you guys. All right. But anyway, Tyler, fuck, man. Really, Tyler? Before I show you guys this, allow me to let you guys know. Before I show, guys, this is the last thing I'm going to show you. I promise. The last thing I'm going to show you. Just give me a fucking second to take. Let me soak this in. Hold on. All right, we're back. I'm the Dean's Demand Mindset. We kicked four. I was supposed to do two, but we're going to end it on a high note, a Tyler note. Y'all, again, y'all saw what she did, but there's one last piece, because Tyler's a fucking asshole, but he's my student, so I've got to show you his rewards because I'm proud of him. And let's go over what she said. I have two bathrobes. One is solid black. The other is a floral paint. Both are thin, solid, soft fabric. Length stops just below my butt. The black one is a form is from Victoria's Secret. It has plenty of black lace and trim on it. Under it, usually wear under it I usually wear nothing at all. I like to put lotion on it and sleep completely naked. Tyler, stop! Fuck, Tyler, come on, man. Tyler, this is it. Stop. This is it, Tyler. No more. Tyler, no mas. No mas. This is the last, Tyler. This is it. No more. No mas, Tyler. This is it. We'll save for another show. This is the last one, guys. This is the last one. The fucking last one. I know the audio. Listen, guys. Last one. This is it, Tyler. No more. Now, I'm not going to, this is the last one, Tyler. Because now you're being a dick. And y'all guys think this shit ain't real. You know the crazy thing about this? People think that y'all don't need dating coaches. People out here think that y'all can't win with women. The woman is literally saying to him, what do you want to see me in? I mean, she's saying, what do you want to see me in? She's asking, what do you want to see me in? And whatever it is, I'll get it for you. Because I'm here to please you. Oh, my. Guys, like I said, guys. No. Stop that. Let me stop real quick. No. Listen, D. It's not a dream to come true, brother. It's a dream that will soon happen when you stop dreaming about them and start dreaming about yourself. And start seeing yourself as a beautiful man, sexy man, a god, and somebody that has value and has self-worth and has self-esteem, that is smooth, and listen to the poetry to work on your and craft your words and craft what you say. Okay, it's not a dream come true. It's not that, okay? And I just want to correct you, but I see what you're saying, but I always want to push you guys to understanding you. I mean, I do a lot of things that you know YouTuber does, but I definitely want y'all to do this. Please, gentlemen, after you take a moment and you look into the fireplace and you contemplate your day and look at your film room and talk to your scribe and you're ready to lay it down, please, before you close your eyes, I ask you to do the one thing that no one else does, and that is just take one moment and think about the graveyard. And just remember this one thing. Everybody in there had, H-A-D, one thing in common. And that is they all thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Meaning, gentlemen, I'm the only one that says, live every day like it is your last. I'm not saying it is your last, but it should be your last. Because you should be saying goodbye to the you today. And it will be one of the hardest things to do, to let go of someone you love, care about, and just adore you. It is so hard to let that person go, but you must let him go to usher in the new you tomorrow. And that's how we want to teach y'all game, okay? All right, that's how we want to do that, okay? I got you on the poetry. Simply sit in the stead. I know, Tyler. Guys, can you send them the link to the poetry? Thank you, 200 likes. Go ahead, Tyler, send them the link to the poetry real quick before we wrap it up. Gentlemen, I write poetry all the time. If you work on my mouthpiece and my mind. Everything you see is from my poetry that I've created since I was a little kid. So I work on poetry all the time. I do have a fan club of women, but that's not the whole point. But I usually do it for the women, but for you guys. So what I say for you guys to do, and they'll put the link, tie, put the poetry link in there, it, just take and soak up the game. Just listen to the poetry, listen to how it's said, and begin to create your own poetry, okay? Okay? Yes, it's a guys, oh, it's the worst thing, JB, but it's the best thing. Because today I've learned so many new things about me, where the love, compassion, desire that I have for myself has moved to a higher level. But because I love, desire, and really I'm just obsessed with me, I have to let me go. You can't see what a lot of guys, I'll just say real quick, what a lot of guys do is they win a little bit and then they get satisfied with a victory or a little battle and they get complacent and then they fall two steps back. You take your victories. Even when I say to you guys, when you talk to a woman for the first time, when you get the balls to talk to a woman and she turns you down, celebrate it. Go buy yourself a beer, eat a cake or a hamburger, whatever you celebrate the victory. Celebrate the victory, okay? Tyler, wait, did she drop? Okay, Tyler, I didn't see the photo. I thought you were going to send me the photo of her dropping the soap. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is I want y'all to celebrate your victories, okay? Celebrate your victories. Don't mourn your defeats. Okay. Celebrate the 23 hours and 59 minutes of the greatest you that you've ever met in your life just for this day. And that's what I'm trying to show you. No one teaches you this. Just for today, you have your high of your highs, but you're going to start to feel that you're going, I'm going to miss that motherfucker. I love that motherfucker. That motherfucker is the baddest motherfucker I know. But tomorrow you get to meet the badder you. See, who you were today is badder than who you were yesterday. And who you are today can't fuck with who you are tomorrow. Just remember that. But see, no one teaches you that because they want you to be a victim or some shit like that. So death is a good thing to yourself on a mental level. Don't go around and kill yourselves, okay? So anyway, guys, I appreciate you all. And all for my guys out there, we will do a one-hour show on some of this Jordan Peterson stuff on the I Do's. And guys, if you have a question, go ahead and ask. So it's going to be around 3. Probably around 3 in the morning, around 3:15 in the morning, we'll drive. You know, I'm going to get some gas. But we'll do a one-hour drive while I'm driving and shit, doing some shit. And then any question I have, we'll chop it up while I'm driving. But what y'all see is we put out nothing but information to you, long streams. I don't need anybody else. I'm self-sufficient. I got it all here. And we're just at the tip of the iceberg. So the time zone, it's look at it at 3:15 Eastern Standard Time. 3:15 Eastern Standard Time, we're going to go live. And we're going to kick some game for about an hour, and I'm going to chop it up, answer all any questions that you have. Because I want to, for all you guys that are overseas, and I know y'all want to talk to me when we're live, and you don't get the opportunity. But I try to give y'all opportunity every time I get a chance. And any questions y'all have, we can ask. And we'll chop it up for an hour while I'm fucking driving, doing my motherfucking thing I do. So anyway, but guys, listen, appreciate you all. But it's not about me appreciating you. It is about you, gentlemen, at the end of the motherfucking day, appreciating yourselves, okay? Stand up, stand on who you are, and just appreciate your name. Peace.